Adrian, Kevin, you can hear the celebrations in the background there, but listen, there was never any doubt going into this final, Adrian, that you were going to come out winners, I don't think.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Maureen, now, because we had total respect for Laval. We played them in the league, and as I said, to Kevin after that game, I think it was the hardest game we had all year. They were a fantastic side. Now today we were really up for it, and we got off to a great start there. You know, we got a few points and got ahead, and it was very difficult for Mavell was trying to hit us in the break, and in fairness we had a few turnovers there, and I think every time we went forward there in the first 10-15 minutes we punished, and it's just going to be very difficult because we were playing against the one in the first half. It's going to be very difficult then for Mavell to come back. But listen, I know the scoreline, that we won well, but listen, that was a tough game. I'll tell you, our girls, they'll be sore tomorrow. It was a hard-hitting game, you know, but it's hard and fair. It was a good game of football, you know, but we sort of pulled away then, you know, in the second half, which was great to see, you know, for on our side.
Yeah, well, I suppose that was always probably the goal going into this game, Kevin, was to lay down a marker early on, you know, to secure your confidence going into half-time.
Yeah, that's right, Maureen. Listen, we were very happy with the way they played in the first half. There were some good runners and coming through, and you know, as Adrian was saying there, we got the scores when it mattered. But Mavell actually had a few shots there that just tailed wide, and you know, if they had got them, it would have been a lot closer at half time. We have full respect for Mavell. We understand they have a lot of players out in Australia as well. And listen, they're a young team coming up. We're chatting to their manager there. They have a lot of players missing. So if they get them players back, listen, there'll be very little between the teams. But listen, it was just our day today. The scores went over and a couple of the goals went in. And listen, we're happy the way we played. But now we're hoping maybe to go on now and represent Donegal and Ulster, you know, and try and do a bit there. But listen, that's another level again. We've seen last year when we went up, we were playing Eric Kilkearn and they were much superior to us. So we have to try and maybe up our training a wee bit now from now on and continue on the way we're going. And please God, we'll get the right result.
It's hard not to mention, you know, the superstar that she is, and Jerdy McLaughlin, and having her on your side is certainly a bonus, Adrian.
Well, listen, we didn't have her last year, you know, but to have a player of that caliber back, like, you can see her, like, I've seen a lot of football in my life, but I don't think I've seen a better football than Jerdy McLaughlin. Like, right foot, left foot, like, she could play in nets. If she played nets, she'd be a top keeper. She's just a fantastic footballer, and it's great to have her, and you know, it's great for us to have that caliber of player available, like, you know. But it's not a one person game or nothing, but she is. She's a top player, like, you know, there's no doubt about it. Like.
Yeah, you really see that there. It takes a team to win matches, and going on now to Ulster, you're going to need a team and possibly a panel if you're going to look at maybe trying to get an Ulster title back for Terman.
Yeah, well, come here. Since we took over here, we're always chatting about panel, and as I always say, it's the last person that comes on from your subs that'll make the difference. And listen, we're quite lucky that we have a panel here. You know, we have maybe 24, 25 players, and they're all training hard and fighting for positions. So listen, I know we have the Geraldine up front as well, but listen, it's important we have young players there. We had Kate McCaffrey coming on, one, and Kayla McFadden won in their first Donegal Championship today. So that's the future of Terman, and listen, the older girls, the girls that would have played with Donegal, Rossi McCaffrey, I'm not going to start naming names because I'll forget someone, but they're great mentors, these young players coming up. And listen, that's what we want in Terman. We want to create another team now after the superb team that you were on yourself, Maureen. You just won the All-Ireland in 2014. So hopefully maybe they're building now for the future as well. So that's our goal anyway.
So I think, is it possible to say your next game maybe is at home against the Tyrone champions now in Ulster?
Yeah, I think it's near the last weekend in... or it could be, I think it's around the 20th of October we have a home game against the Tyrone champion. So listen, we'll get try and get working on that now straight away, you know, because we know last year Tyrone, like, we went up to Tyrone and we really got our eyes opened, but just the quality of football and the runners they had. So if we're going to compete at that level, we're going to have to up our performance again. But these guys are well capable of doing that there, you know, you've seen today, because as we said, how do you know how strong a team you have? We just look at the panel, the players that didn't start there. Some fantastic players. Our panel is strong, but you need a strong panel. As Kevin says, it's the last player coming on that can make the difference. And that's what we're hoping to build a panel, not just for this year, but for the future.
It's also nice to get a lot of subs there run out at the end of the game, Kevin, as well. It's good for the club.
Well, it's unlimited subs, and we, as I say, we have a big panel, and all the girls have trained to put in the same effort. So it's nice for them to get the reward now of playing on county final day. And listen, it's nice for them to get a medal. Myself and Adrian played for years, and we got no senior county medals. So listen, it's nice for them. They've put in the work, and listen, once they get the bug and keep at it and keep improving every year, and listen. Someday they'll be starters, and that's what we want. We want players to keep improving themselves.
Well, boys, you certainly have a medal today, and I suppose you've set the bar high now, because we've got two more teams in the finals, the reserves next weekend, maybe an intermediate in the final as well. So you have set the bar higher now by taking the title today. So,
oh, that's it. Now it's over to the men. Now, we've done our bit, so we can sit back and relax now next week from the stands, and we can be the supporter, which we'll all be. And it's great. It's great time for the club. It's great to it's great to start off here this weekend with a county title. So hopefully now we can keep it going now for next weekend, because big things happen in Termon. But at the end of the day, big things happen. But you need it on the field. It's the field where we want to see an improvement. And it's been nice to see the two seniors, the what I call intermediate, and the reserves now next Sunday. It'll be great.